Hey there, AfterBuzzers. Welcome. We're talking about The Expanse. We have a super special guest in the house. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear about that. And, oh my gosh, Battle War Us, changing speeches. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We get Alexis Chan.
We just changed the intro right now.
We're talking about episode 4, Reload, and as you can see, we have the one and only Naomi Dominique Tipper in the house. My name is Carrie Lane. We'll go down the line.
Hey, I'm Rick Hong.
Oh, I'm Dominique Tipper.
And I'm Cherry.
I'm just here dancing.
No, this was great.
My song selection, clearly.
It's a fun choice. It goes with your lovely dress. And you're like, I'm ready to party. Yes. Always. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for being here. We're so excited
to have you in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, what took you so long?
I know. It's the boat from London to here. Yeah. It's long. Across the Atlantic. Yeah, across the pond.
You're like, you've been stuck in a belt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And then for those of you joining us live, welcome. We do have a live chat up, so please let us know any questions you want us to ask for Dominique. And then if you're watching this later, no worries at all. Please comment down below your thoughts on this episode. And it's a great episode to have you here, because a lot happens
sure.
with Naomi. That's
like, a lot happens, yes.
Juicy.
Yes. We'll start at the top of some interesting things. We get Drummer back for a little bit. Yes. And
we love
previous
drummer.
Seasons with you and her. Love those scenes.
I know.
So fun. When are we going to get some more pairing of Naomi and Drummer?
Oh. How do I avoid all the spoilers?
Yes.
I don't know. I do know, but I'm not going to say.
Okay.
But I feel like you will see them together at some point in the future.
It's a large but very small galaxy that I can see them bumping into each other again.
I think we need to. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Some Belter pride.
Yeah.
Oh, always bags of it.
So the refitting the Naboo. Oh my gosh, the effects too on that opening scene.
How excellent is that opening?
Oh, so good.
Even I hadn't seen it. I saw it the other day when it aired and I was just like, oh, this is just amazing.
How is that experience for you every time you get to see the episode after all the effects have been applied?
It always vastly improves it. And I think they're always, you know, the episode's always pretty brilliant anyway. But then it's just like, oh, yeah, it just cements the whole thing. And it's fantastic. I love it.
That ensures that you guys have to, like, tune in. Because because there's some actors that are like, oh, no, once I do it, I don't watch it again.
Yeah, I'm not that girl.
Yeah,
I'm like
how can
I
not watch it again?
So. I'm like, I want to see what happens. And also, like, I have this weird thing where everything that happens in the show just wipes from my memory when I'm finished. Mm. So I'm like, I don't even know what's in episode 4. So I'm like, I better watch it. So I just like, yeah, rewatching it. It's like you're watching it like it's new.
That's great that you're able to have that experience and not be like, yeah, I know what's happening next. And,
yeah. Yeah, no, let's watch what we do. I like watching it.
Well, actually, speaking of what happens next, how many of the books did you read beforehand and now during and like
I
after?
Stopped reading the books. I read the first book and I read half of the second one and then I stopped because...
Okay.
I just felt like, first of all, Naomi's a bit different mm-hmm. from the Naomi in the books. And
you're right.
Just a little bit. And also it was like looking into a crystal ball and being like, oh, this is what happened. And I didn't want to know the future for her.
Yeah.
Just at the risk of potentially playing it.
Yeah.
So I just was like, I trust the writers. I trust everyone on our show. I'm just going to crack on and not know what comes.
And then it's also like bringing your own take to the character.
Yeah, that as well. Yeah. I didn't want to look, you know, stick too closely to the books. Yeah, so I just didn't.
That's great.
Though going into season 3, book 3, they are different. I'm like, I'm reading them, I'm like, whoa, there's some things that are adjusted. But it's kind of fun of like, but yeah, Naomi's, quite a few characters are different that you're like, I kind of like the show version better.
Oh, sure. I was about to say, I wondered, well, I feel like it might be nice.
Love the book, but show person's better.
Okay, right. Well, I just feel like it might be nice for book readers to have, like, mm-hmm. something to look forward to when they watch the show, so it's not just completely by the book. See what I did there?
when we hop back to our Rosie crew, we got the battlefield debris. They're going on their way to Io. And interesting little dynamic between the team of, like, are we okay with grave robbing, essentially? Sure. And he's like, it's a good idea, Alex.
I know. I'm trying to convince him, but also, like, support Holden. Yeah, that's awkward but necessary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awkward is maybe
it's
the
wrong survival.
Word.
Yeah. It's yes. survival. I totally. Mean, in an all-out war, I mean, it's survival.
It's high stakes here.
This is kind of the that moment with Alex kind of reconnects to the last episode. So why is it Alex that Naomi really starts trying to connect with first?
I think it's a mutual thing. Mm-hmm. I think he is kind of the family guy in our family. Yeah. And I think that for him, he needs to have us together. Like, that's just the dynamic that he fits into. And I think maybe his character is a little, you know, because of the situation with his own family, he's a little bit lost without it. So I think he's just the glue that's trying to stick everyone back together. Mm. Because I feel like early on that was Naomi for survival reasons. But when it comes to the actual family dynamic, it's Alex. Yeah. So I just think he's more willing to let what she's done pass. And also being the only Martian in our group, he maybe sees the other side of it from her side a bit more than the other two do.
Yeah.
Because they're Earthers.
the way that I look at it, though, is like, I mean, when it comes to people, we all bond through food. Yeah. So, you know, so that's sure. what I'm thinking. So that's what I'm thinking. That's why they're getting along. Because they're bonding through food.
He's going to her stomach. He's
yeah. right, exactly.
Also,
that's how I bond.
James and Amos have a more personal betrayal that they feel because they loved you in different ways.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I feel like Alex has been the kind of buzzes around everyone. Yeah. But yes, she had very intimate relationships with Amos in their own way, and then Holden obviously in quite an obvious way. And I just don't think they're gonna come back from the betrayal quite as easily.
Yeah, I know, it's a completely different relationship, but towards the end of the episode, it did seem like there's some promise.
Yeah, it gets a little warmer. I forgot about that. Yeah,
we'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, speaking of the food, actually, though, too, the red kibble. Was there talk over what it actually is?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
I feel like someone sitting watching this going, Dom, we told you what it was when we... I can't remember what it was. But
it looked like ratatouille.
I have no idea. The recipe? I'm like, guys, it's not real. Like, give me a break.
Someone's going to make some kind of cookbook out there.
Yeah, I didn't go that far into the research. Like, I need to know every ingredient of what it's in American. No, all I know is it's a Belter staple.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's delicious.
But it was sweet, though, the moment of her, like, I'm going to offer to cook. And then Alex is like, no. And she's like, no, this meat, it's okay.
No, that was, like, a vulnerable moment for her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's a good cook, and she's had to cook a lot in the past. So I'll just leave that there. But, yeah, she's just been busy being the best engineer in the solar system, so she hasn't been into the cooking thing, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's been quick meals here and there. Like when you're on the run, you just grab a sandwich. Yeah. No time for cooking.
We'll put you a little bit on the spot. Are you a good cook?
I am.
All right.
Not to toot my own horn, but toot. No, I am a good cook, actually. My mum's a really good cook, so she's the best in the family, but I do my thing. I'm a good cook.
Sweet.
Someone on the chat is saying that we need an Expanse cookbook. Michelle.
Sure. I like the idea of that, actually.
Yeah. Actually, I like that question. Michelle in the chat says, does Naomi miss having puppy dog Amos following her around?
That's a good question. I think she does a little bit. I think it's more from, we actually had this discussion, me and Wes were talking about it, and I do think she does almost from like a little bit of an ego point of view, like, oh, hang on, you worship me and now you don't anymore. And I think it's a big fall from grace, actually. More so him not follow, their breakdown in their relationship, more so than hers and Holden's, I think, is the real teller of what she's done. And I think that Yeah, I think she misses it. I think she misses being somebody's guiding light. Like, who wouldn't? Like,
but Amos has changed a little bit, too. Like, he's gone through his own things. Like, sure. I don't think it's, like, not quite necessarily 100% personal thing between the two of them, but just because he went on his own little journey, so
But I feel like if she hadn't done what she'd done, he'd still be that, maybe in a little bit of a different way, but I think he'd still have her very high in his estimations, which she just isn't anymore. That's it for him.
Another complicated and very entertaining relationship, though. We get Avasarala and Bobby with their outfits. And she's like, why are you wearing that outfit? It's the skin of my enemy.
I just love their dynamic. How wonderful are they?
How fun was that, having those characters join the set with all of you?
Excellent. Like, and what's weird is, like, Frankie's like my sister, and Sheree is like my bestest friend. So it was weird that I was like, oh my God, like, I don't like you guys in this dynamic. So I had to, like, go into that mindset of, like, oh, we're not friends, bitches. So it was awesome. I loved having them. I loved having us all together in one space. And that scene where Bobby comes on to the ship and is, like, throwing her weight around, and we're all like, nah, I'm like, girl, don't be coming on my ship.
Right.
And throwing your weight around. So Naomi's a bit like, ugh, Martian, ugh, Eartha. And I just, I just love the dynamic between all of them.
It's awesome.
The three women, it's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot, few more ladies on the ship now. All right.
No, that's right.
And then Bobby's too. I love how she said her outfit then is her ex, because it's Martians and left the Martians and not your enemy. I'm like, nah. And then, that's the point, too, where they're still trying to get the word out. How quickly were we thinking that was going to happen, of Avasarala getting the message out?
I didn't think it was going to be that quick.
Right.
But I guess the flight between space was really quickly. And I guess they sent it to the colonel, and then he sent it to them?
Gave it to Anna, and then gave it to the petty officer kind of guy who's going to pass it on.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll get to that moment too.
When you show the truth is there. So, let's spread the truth.
Right. Yeah. Where was that? We'll come back to that because I'm like, those are later. So they find the Martian ship, the Chimana. I'm like, maybe spelled Kitter. That wrong. Kitter, there we go. And then, before we get on the ship, but there's also that, like, almost advertisement that Prax gets to watch for Project Caliban. It's just like, oh, creepy, build them soldiers. And Prax kind of still wavering, though, on, like, his dedication to finding his daughter. And Amos is interesting now because he's kind of Prax's moral guide. Determination guide.
Yes, because children is Amos's. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing he probably is compassionate, empathetic about. So he cannot understand Prax's mindset when it comes to his daughter. He's like, we need to save this child. So that is such an interesting dynamic to now see Amos be essentially a moral compass for someone else.
Yeah, it's what keeps him grounded, right? As opposed to turning himself into a robot or a character that we may not like.
Sure,
yeah. How surprised were we that, one, they thought they found someone. I was super suspicious. I'm like, no, don't open the door. So, one, when we think there's a person on board, two, surprised that people were alive. How suspicious were you and how surprised were you by that discovery? Yeah, the SOS.
I wasn't that, like...
Suspicious? All right, yeah.
I thought it seemed realistic, so it wasn't like they knew someone would come in. And they wouldn't have heard anything if he hadn't put his hand against the bulkhead. Yes. And so I thought that was really interesting. But I couldn't figure out who was in there. At first I thought maybe it was the people who shot them down. Maybe it was the Mars. I'm not sure. Mm. And then it was like the ensigns. Aren't ensigns like interns or something?
I don't know any military stuff, but I want to say they're like the lower officer.
I want to say if this was in a different universe, they would be the guys wearing the red shirts.
Oh, yeah.
It was a different universe. Not this one, but a different universe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then Bobby is kind of funny at this moment, too, where she's not really happy, but they're like, we rescued them, so shut up. Like, you guys are robbing the graves. It's like, well, if we hadn't, we wouldn't have found them. So Bobby's had some interesting levels in this episode, too. She's growing as a character, which is so wonderful to watch.
I think she's slowly slipping out of her naivety which is a lovely thing to watch in any character, I think.
Well, our main, like, Rosie crew, they're much more open-minded. They have such a diverse group of people that they're stuck with and choose to be with. Sure. And they're seeing the galaxy. But yeah. Then poor little Bobby's like, I've stayed on Mars. I've never gone anywhere.
See, now I'm confused because a couple episodes ago, they changed the name of it, but they're still referring it to it as the Rosie. Like, in the crew is. Like, they mm-hmm. they are like, I mean, Prax said, like, let's change it to this.
Because they have just for the transponder, yes. So no one.
So no one really yeah. adopted the actual so we name.
Absolutely not. I was like, I am not saying finders can talk. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah, like it's not going to stick because we're the Rosie crew. But yeah, it's just for outer that you know, so no one infiltrates. But
yeah,
I think Bobby is growing because she doesn't have a command per se. And she's a lot more independent. Mm-hmm. I mean, Christian and her are working more as a team mm-hmm. as opposed to her telling her what to do. How do you look at it?
I just love that dynamic. So yeah, funny. She's not really... I think she would... Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, she's not really letting Christian get away with her normal... what she normally gets mm-hmm. away with. She's actually not letting her control her, which is interesting. Yeah. They are a partnership in this. And I think Bobby just got so let down by everything that happened and by Mars that I think she's stung by that. And I don't think she's going to just let that anyone command her again. And she's not going to blindly follow again.
Yes.
So this is, she's chosen this. And I think that's a very important aspect of her character and her journey in this instance is that it's a choice.
For sure. Which she does mention later in the episode too. Oh, man, with Aaron Wright and Anna when we're at the UN, I'm like, he's a snake for Aaron Wright. And then, yeah, like, yeah, let's put you front and center. And then during the speech, how it was changed.
Devoed.
I'm not surprised, but I am surprised. I'm
I know.
No!
I was like,
disappointed.
You bad man.
Yeah, right?
You bad, bad man. It's like, but yeah. Anna has clap back. Anna was like, don't you talk to me. And I love that. I was like, I like it when she gets shut down.
Oh, so although I don't, obviously, like, you guys had no scenes together that I know of yet, but did you even get to see her, like, at all?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You're like, I wish. No, not yet.
Now, Elizabeth Mitchell's great, so.
She's amazing. We crossed a couple of times.
Well, it'd be interesting if Anna and Naomi get together.
It?
Yeah. Such strong and very... You know,
I know. I just want all the women to
join. Yeah, of course. Exactly. So what we always talk about is like how diverse this show is mm-hmm. all around, and which makes it a great show to have on television.
I was just talking to my friend about it, actually a fellow actress, and I was like, yeah, Anna's like a gay pastor. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, like, I was like, yeah, she gives like the kind of religious take on the whole thing. And we've never had that in the show. And she's got a, you know, a black wife and a mixed race child. They're in an interracial relationship. I'm just like, it's just fab.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, they don't make a big deal about it. It's just, that's it is, which is nice. Because it's
the same
like,
with everyone.
Real world.
Yeah.
I really was hoping, and then I'm like, oh, no, they're not going that way. But when they're doing the speech of humans versus the mystery, I'm like, classic way. Aliens land on Earth or something. That's how humans all finally rally together. But then he's like, oh, no, Mars. And you're just like, you're on the right path, but not. But I was like, how do we like that end of the speech of when he twisted it?
That was a surprise mm-hmm. of how he took her phrasing and used it. But I think from the look on her face, this is probably why they had such a falling out, was that he had used her words in the past mm-hmm. to justify some sort of murder.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
Propaganda, you know? And it's like
totally.
Creating controversy. And...
Well, the other, like, very complicated character, which I'm like, I cared about you and now I don't anymore. Mao, the last episode, I was like, I kind of like...
Did you feel sorry for him?
Yeah, last one I did.
Just a...
Little bit.
I mean, look, it looked like he was like showing some compassion, like, you know, like I lost my daughter, you know, and...
He's connecting with the kids.
Yeah. You know, but...
And now you're just like,
No.
There he is.
Yeah. Him and Strickland, and they're like, yeah, the surviving children. And yeah, we saw Katoa, poor kid, going that way already, and now he's like officially taken over.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't think being a Smurf is so cool anymore.
Yeah.
Look at him, blue.
Yeah, you're like, poor kid.
And May's like, eh.
Yeah.
She freaked out.
Well, then, actually, there's only one little bit with that, too, is... So Mao is connected with May, and then he's like, get Strickland, and Strickland had not stopped doing the experimenting, which I was like, called it, totally knew it. I'm like, there's no way he's going to stop.
No. Also a bad, bad man.
Ugh.
Very bad man.
But the worst part that adds up on it is Mao is like, oh yeah, no, you were right to continue. And you're like, fudge.
See, and I mean, and I don't know, I was a little conflicted with how fast that came about. How fast all of a sudden he's just kind of like, oh, you know, you're okay. Like, you know, like he's...
It was a quick turnaround, yeah. But I kind of buy it, though, because he's so obsessed, Mao is obsessed with, like, power. And getting ahead. Mm. And so it's like, oh, the boy is talking to the rest of Protomolecule, and his brain is like, oh, this is what we need.
And I think even he forgot himself for a bit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, no, I'm back. Yeah, let's crack on.
Gotcha. He's reminded of, right.
Yeah, and I think he loses himself for a bit, actually, in it. And I think that's the moment where he's like, goes back into full...
Despicable mode.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, no, I don't care about you anymore. And
yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Cinematography, even on this moment, too, because we've not seen what's on the floor. Oh, that reveal was so good. It was so disgusting.
So good and gross bags.
It looked great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost gnarly. I was just like, wow, they're actually showing this, like, just ripped apart on this show. Like, other shows, I'd be like, oh, sure, you know? But this one, I was like, wait, what?
Well, because then they're like, well, dissembly, like, leads to the understanding. And if we remember, there was a ship that had that happen, which, interestingly enough, on the show, they left the humans solid. In the book, the humans were disassembled as well, which is like, even worse. I mean, they're still in outer space in the show, but... Like, the visual when you're reading it, you're like...
I didn't know that.
Oh, that sucks. Like, everything got pulled apart to be understood and put back. And you're just like, well, that didn't go as well as the thing decided. Then that's pretty much all with Mao and Strickland and... Yeah.
Well, I think Mao still has a connection with May because he's still seeing her as his little girl.
Yes.
So if he does save any of the children, he'll save her... which will become his new daughter. He is rich, and rich people do adopt children all the time.
Creepy, but I can see that happening.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's somebody that Mao could use some advice from. So if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got the perfect podcast for you, Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and fearless leader. Drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was the Expanse after show that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, check it out. So yeah, Mal could use some Maria love.
Yes, some guidance. Mm-hmm. Then the rest we kind of have a lot more with the Rosie crew, because they find the three survivors. We get Snopoli, Laftus, and Runifer. And how awkward those moments are while they're thinking it's a Mars ship, and you're like, oh, they're in a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Real quick. And that poor kid, the main one, Snopoli, who's kind of our, like, level-headed kid, who's like, yeah, I'm, like, so official and doing the things, and as he realizes...
when that penny drops.
Yes! You're just like... Oh, man, poor kid. But it's kind of sweet, though, that Alex wants to stay and be, like, ambassador.
Yes.
Oh, but didn't...
they're all shaking their heads.
He paid for that.
Very quickly.
I did not see coming. I saw him, like, you know, trying to be like, okay, guys, I'll make you feel a little comfortable, whatever. Sure. That part I saw. But the next thing started happening, I was like, oh.
Ugh. Yeah, well, because then we... while we were watching, Cherry said it before, Alex says it later, is like, man, these kids are ungrateful.
Aren't they?
Dang, right? Ungrateful. They went to town on him.
Yeah. You just saved your ass.
Yes!
And you're out here kicking the crap out of Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It's like, they're like, you're wearing that uniform, and Alex, I have earned the right to, and they're like, nope, we're at war, it doesn't matter if you're a civilian anymore. And you're pretty much, I was like, yep, you kids are ungrateful.
No, yeah, I liked his thing to them too. He was like, I was honorably discharged.
Yeah.
I served my years. You know, that was great.
You tell him, Alex.
Yeah, yes. That was great.
Definitely is like old man there. They were like, you youngins, let me tell you how it was back in my day.
I like that perspective, like even from a military point of view, of the younger and the elder. That's
true.
It's a good shout.
While they're doing that, though, there was a really unique moment. We already talked a little bit about Prax and Amos, but when Prax moves that dead body, like, no
wow.
big deal. And
that
even
was a real
Amos,
guy as well. Like, we were, yeah, he was a real person. He done a really good dead.
He wow. was good.
But yeah, I think we all kind of was like, oh, okay, he's changing.
Yeah, yeah. Some of Amos is rubbing off on him, kind of like, okay, I can be a tough guy too. It's like, yeah, all right, we've been out here together, so I'm gonna.
I know, but people always forget that's Amos's natural disposition, and when you see other people turning that way, even Amos notices. Yeah. Oh, that's not like you shouldn't copy that.
Yeah, Amos gives him a look of he's surprised, like really,
because it's not him.
No,
it's Amos. We know that to be Amos, but that's not Prax. And no. I think that's
so. The question is, Prax changing for better or for worse? Because at the beginning, you could say he was maybe a little weak and naive.
Sure,
but there's
he's
a point.
A belter.
Yeah,
we forget he's a
but
belter.
He's a scientist nerd who worked with plants.
Sure,
but I'm like. Not that all scientists are nerdy or, you know, reclusive, but, you know, he needed to get out a little bit more, but
there's a
line sure. where it's like, don't keep going, buddy.
Yeah.
So this was the other scene. When Holden's denying of Acerola to do that broadcast, and then she's like, no, if I get it to Anna, Anna's the right person because she's not under anybody's thumb. She's an independent kind of thinker. Naomi, oh my gosh, I love the looks that you give of Acerola. And then of Acerola, after Holden says yes, looks back and kind of has a little wink, I got it.
We really don't like each other. She's basically the personification of my people's oppressor.
Mm.
So she is out here on my ship. Like, she has caused a lot of issues for my people. And I think that's what's playing out here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. So, I'm not happy. Naomi's not happy about that.
Well, it's even worse, too, because it's like your ex, but still your ex, of like, got swayed by some other woman.
Right. I have no power here anymore. Yeah, no, that was a harsh scene.
Now, with those kind of looks, though, it's almost comedic the way you two look at each other. How difficult is it on set not to be laughing? I mean, it's still very serious, obviously, but... There must be some humor.
I mean, Sheree is the consummate professional. We're quite good, me and Sheree. We were okay. The person that I tend to have these situations with is Wes.
Mm.
There will come moments when we just lose it. And it's hard to get it back. But everyone else is not that giggly. Like, we call it corpsing in the acting world when you burst into laughter. But, yeah, we...
How is that corpsing? It feels
I don't know.
You're going more alive. I would see corpsing as you stopping.
It's like, corpsing is like if you forget a line or if you burst into love. I don't know. I don't use that term. But yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a weird term.
That's interesting. I've never heard that.
I would think of it, more the other way. Like, to stop giggling. Like, that's corpsing.
No.
Like, stop giggling. You need to go serious.
Yeah, no, it's not. But yeah, no, we didn't giggle much, me and Trey. We were, like, on job.
Nice. Yeah, we've had Wes in here, and then I interviewed him at Comic-Con, and he's definitely fun and very lively.
He's
as
nice.
Well as cast,
so
too.
Not, I mean, so, yes, guy. It's like, yeah, he plays so intense.
Yes.
That, but here, here at the table, such a nice guy.
And
unbelievably so nice.
He's always pulling the pranks and, like, silly Instagram videos. He's that guy.
What's some of the best pranks that have happened on set?
Ooh. My favorite one was in the first season when... I don't know if it's a prank. It was more of a surprise. Mm. Basically, my youngest brother come over and visited me. And we have these biscuits. You call them cookies. But we have these biscuits at home called Hobnobs. And they're chocolate covered with, like, oats and stuff. And I don't really eat biscuits anymore. Because I've tried to give up sugar. But they were my favourite when I were. And my little brother came and ate them all.
Oh.
And I then obviously couldn't get them because I was in... Toronto for 6 months, and I did not stop going on about it on set. And you know that scene in season one where we open the drawer and the things in there are polyglottal, ubiquitous, the donkey ball scene?
Yes.
Basically, our director put a pack of the biscuits, he got me a pack of the biscuits and put it in there, and we're having this really intense, I'm going, Alex, wah, wah, and we open the drawer and there's hobnobs, and I was like, I almost burst into tears. But that shows how much I've been going on about the biscuits.
That's awesome.
So that's one of my favourite pranks. That was in season one.
So no pranks.
Nothing for two and three?
I can't even think. Like, that just sticks out because it was so...
That's very particular.
One.
Yeah. So then, before we have kind of the makeup-ish scene with Holden and Naomi, when he's starting to leave, Naomi's kind of like, hey, why are you okay with Vassarol? And he's like, I understand what she is.
Yeah.
And he trusts her more though.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah, that was a jacket for lot. That fridge.
Yeah, can I confirm? Yeah, no. Yeah, that was a harsh scene. But, you know, he has a point, I guess. Mm-hmm. Naomi still thinks she's in the fold. And I think he reminds her, he's like, oh no, you stepped out of that. Mm-hmm. And you gave the protomolecule to Fred Johnson, just to remind her again. But yeah, I just, the depth of the betrayal for the guys is deep. And I don't think Naomi thinks it's as deep as it is for them. So I think in that moment, it's another realization for her of just how much she's fractured the family dynamic and their trust.
Yeah. Now, your scenes with for Naomi and Holden, like, when it's serious like this and you both are, like, essentially, quote-unquote, hurting each other, after are you guys like, you good? Like,
oh, yeah, we have a hug. Okay. I'm always can I just...
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, I would think you'd want that after, like, you're being mean to someone and be like, we're good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just have a little hug.
Aw. Well, because in the next scene where they're together is so adorable when it's like, she's like, oh, yeah, you can't help yourself. You're just saving everybody and you're... thanking him for that. His smile at you,
I know that was, it was nice to have a little bit of redemption, mm-hmm. because we've been fractured for so long, and she's just trying to fix things with everyone, mm-hmm. So you know, yeah, that was a nice little tender moment.
Well, actually, that made me think the line too where I wrote down this. Oh, because I had it on a different page. That's why.
There it is.
All
the quotes are there.
I was like, her moment with Amos, and she's like, it's so nice to work on something that's easy to repair. Some things can't be fixed.
He's not.
Nope.
No, he's really, he's like final. He's like, once you betray him, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
That was actually a scene that we broke down in laughter in, funnily enough. Yeah. A really serious scene. I said something, I think it's earlier in the scene, and he just stopped talking, and I was like, he was like, I'm going to go again. And we were giggling about it. But yeah, that was on our blooper reel. But yeah, the actual scene is devastating. Mm-hmm. I kind of want them to fix things. I miss
baby
their dynamic
steps.
In the show.
Baby steps. Because even with Holden, he has the line. He's like, back to that other one. He's like, I'm glad you're okay. He walks away, but he has the...
Sure.
I don't
Where
hate
she's
you
just
right
like,
now.
Okay, good.
We have many more episodes to
watch. Yeah.
So.
We do.
I mean, we're not even halfway there yet, so...
Oh, yeah.
So we are missing the other big part. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm like, oh, I turned my page of notes. I'm like, oh, that's the other bit. With the Martians, when they do the rebellion on the ship, I wrote, even. I'm like... Oh, these stupid kids.
Like, what were they thinking?
They're ambitious. Well, no. Bobby puts them in her place. Well, it's nice though that Naomi tries to reason with them.
Yeah.
She tries.
Yes. That was great the whole time, right? It's like, let's not do anything rash.
Yes.
No one has to get hurt.
Yep.
Because she doesn't really like that. And she's, you know, she never has a gun, even though my vinyl doll has one, which is weird.
That is strange.
Let's not talk about it. But yeah, she's not violent, you know, if she doesn't have to be. She would rather no one gets hurt.
Yeah.
And but yeah, they just don't get it.
No. She had her line was great. No, how about we have an option where nobody shoots anybody?
Options.
That's always a good option.
Well, not with guns. Holden's fight downstairs. Ooh, that was cool. I was like, yes, that's a nice
did you
fight.
Oh, but the nose. I was like, oh man. Like, you need some like rhinoplasty there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Someone wipe this guy's nose. That was my thought the whole way through.
Wait,
let's just clean that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has it later when he's talking to Naomi. He's cleaned it up a little bit, but just it was so the way the colorization on the show, it looks so black.
No, I know
too, which it looks great. I love the stylized coloring, but it's like,
ew.
Oh, that looks bad.
Yeah, but plus it's like, who knows, like in space how like blood coagulates. So
yeah,
like,
that's true. Know. I haven't been to outer space, so I don't know. but we get Bobby showing up, and then she's like, hey fellas, oh, it's so great. We're
just
all like, yay!
Sorting all of it out. Like, yes. Yeah.
Well, she makes a great point, and then this is how you were touched upon earlier, that she's kind of developing, and she's like, I understand you want to fight the enemy, and the hardest part is figuring out who the enemy is. Really
I love
is.
That line. Oh. She's like, it's not these guys. Mm-hmm. Love that line. Love that line.
Yeah, it's so rewarding that she finally gets to that point.
It kind of relates to the whole
show
universe. Yeah. You know? This is it, figuring out who the enemy is.
Sinopoli and Avasarala. The start of that dialogue is so funny. She's like,
can we just discuss Sheree in that white suit? I remember when I walked on set and I saw her and I was like, hang on, you look fantastic.
Yes.
And she was like, thank you, baby. I was like, oh, I love you.
Well, Carrie always loved all her outfits on Earth. So.
Oh, I mean, everything. Yeah.
Very incredible.
Her accessories. Yeah. Even her outer space one, of the ones she did was like this beadwork on the shirt.
Sure.
She's always fashionable.
But
and
then she
like,
just
even
comes,
the jumpsuit is
she
like,
zips
yeah.
on Julie Mel's suit. Yeah. And she's like, fab.
Yeah.
I'm just like, sure. But yes, aside from wardrobe.
No, wardrobe's a big part of the show too. So yes. It's nice when that outfit did stand out that she looked fabulous. But the comedy of just like, oh, this idiot kid to her.
Is this going to be this tedious? Okay, it is.
But her smart idea, all right, and then we kind of touched about this. Yeah, pass on the message, get it to Souther, and the kid's like, so wait, you want me to get my CO to hail a UNN and Admiral?
Yeah, right.
And you go, well, yeah, that makes sense, sure. It's going to be difficult, but on paper that makes sense.
Sure.
So we'll see how well that works.
Mm. See how that pans out.
I think that's it for most of our outer space people. Oh, the other bit with Anna and the secretary. Mopping up the blood and being his hand puppet. That was her clapback. So it's like, yes, I'm so glad you actually said that out loud. But
that's why he likes her around.
Yeah. But in that moment, though, when Ehrenreich's kind of smiling on the side, I'm like, dude, he's just trying to get her out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. So, Anna, you can't just leave because you're upset with...
This is true.
Yeah. It's like, Anna, stay. Which, we get her sweet little call with her wife, which is like, aww, so adorable. And you're just like, I just want them to be together.
I know.
It's
they have such a lovely relationship. Lovely
it's
dynamic.
Just a phone call, and even us viewers are like,
I know,
oh,
we're all like,
no.
I know, it's fab.
She goes, yeah, I'm going to go home. And then she gets Ehrenreich's message.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. She's like, oh, you need to pass that on to everybody.
Yep.
And actually, one other little thing I had that was really funny. What do we all think of Alex and Bobby lightly flirting?
Oh.
A little bit.
That
was adorable.
A
that
was cute.
Kind of.
Well, oh, now, I mean... Now he does have the blessing to, you know.
Yeah, his wife cut him off.
To go pursue whatever he wants. I mean, hey.
She said, don't come back.
Don't come back.
Unless he's going to fight for her and go back.
I know, but can he be, like, sad for a second? Like,
he was.
He hasn't been home for years.
Yeah.
Well, I do like in the book, it's essentially, as I recall, all the guys kind of have a crush on Bobby at first.
Sure. Because
she's
I mean,
so stunning. Yeah, she's, like, this Amazonian woman that they're all, like, impressed with. Maybe that's why now he's a little jealous like, too. Competition.
No, you know, in the words of what Amos and was it season one? Maybe it says like I do her, right?
Right.
I think that's what he says. Like
he's
in
talking about
one.
Me.
I know.
Who wouldn't?
Sure.
We got a little bit of time. Anybody have, we have some quick predictions. You can't say anything,
oh,
obviously.
Well, hold on.
Oh, do you have any quick comments?
No, yeah. I just want to say thank you, Michelle, in the chat. I've been constantly looking at this so I can get this right, just because I'm sure someone would love this. So Jay Snowden, who's watching, he says, hey, guys, Dominique, I love you as Naomi. I always loved her and Holden's relationship in the books and now the show. So Jay Snowden, thanks for tuning in. Let me see who else is in here. Albert Epstein's in here. Thank you for watching. And I know there's someone else.
Yeah, thank you so Dawn much, everybody, for joining
forever.
Us.
Dawn, yep, it's Dawn great. Fan forever.
Yeah, any other final... Well, while you look through that, we'll make some quick predictions.
So one person wanted to ask,
yeah,
what was it like filming the Naomi and Christian scene last week?
Oh, in the kitchen, in the galley, yeah.
Oh, when they were not friends.
I love that scene. When I read it, I was like, oh, we about to go. Me and you, Sheree, let's go. Yeah, again, right. It's just this weird dynamic where I, like, absolutely adore her. And so having to be like, you are my people's oppressor. Okay. Let's go. And I just, Naomi seethes at the sight of Avasarala. I would go so far as to say she hates a bit of a strong word. She despises her. So yeah, it was so much fun to play that scene.
Is it hard to turn that on and off?
With Sheree it is, but you know, okay. That's my job. Yeah, yeah. So I make a point of doing it. But yeah, it is hard with her, but we went in. I love that scene. When I watched it, I was like, yeah. Ooh, okay, good. Nice. Okay, not well.
All right, now let's do some quick predictions.
Okay.
If you guys need bubbling ones.
I'm interested to see.
Oh, I know. You're like, get that poker face ready.
Yeah, hang on. I don't have a good poker face. I'll just...
Cherry, you had one when we were watching that was interesting, suggesting about Strickland and the protomolecule.
I think when Kaoto was looking at him and he was seeing all the blue, I think it's because Strickland has been experimenting on himself to a certain
degree. With Katoa?
Yes, Katoa.
Mm. Interesting.
I think that's a very interesting idea.
You were like...
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. Do you have any...
Man, this might be a big spoiler, but it's not a spoiler because I don't really know what's going on. But I think Anna's about to like just F up Aaron Wright's stuff. But
I hope so.
I think though, because I know that she is a, you guys can shut it off for a second if you want to. She is a recurring this season. I don't know if that also means that she's there to screw with him, but then. For her.
Oh, you think? Okay.
Maybe. I mean, okay. I would love to see her again, but
yeah. Okay, that's
you
a
know,
thought.
Maybe that's my like deep prediction now that I know that she's got the truth.
Gotcha. Well, even though I am reading the books, it's so different. Like Anna's doing something similar but extremely different to what's going on. So then I'm like, I want her to take down Aaron Wright. My predictions are more, what do I want to see? Her take down Aaron Wright. I do think Naomi will be able to build some of those bridges back, but it's going to be very slowly. But it's nice now that she finally realizes how deep it went. And so it's these baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm thinking that the Martians who left are going to successfully do their mission of passing on the information. Because Alex makes a good point. Like, we let them go. We just hope they do what they said they were going to do. So I think they're going to.
Yeah, you only have one job.
Yeah. The question is how quickly this information will spread and will it get to the right people that something will actually be done about it? Like, is it going to be a nice wildfire and everybody's going to be like, oh, we need to do something? Or is it just going to be put out too quickly?
Man, but I always feel like every time that, like, you know, they fix something, there's like another thing immediately brewing.
Even
if you say like how soon, I'm just like, I mean, the sooner it comes, I just mean that there's gonna be another like disaster that's gonna happen. So,
fair point.
We'll see.
Once you start a war, it's hard to end.
Yeah.
Once you start a war.
Any other final thoughts on this episode?
That's amazing. Yeah. It was great.
I thought it was pretty solid.
The show's already been filmed, but for you, is there any other current projects you're working on, Dominique?
Not right now. I'm just dotting around because a short film I directed has been entered into a couple film festivals.
Ooh. Awesome.
Congrats.
Cool. Yeah, that's huge.
So I'm just working on a feature.
You know. Yay.
That I'm going to direct and star in.
Ooh.
Eventually. I mean, I'm just saying this is not in stone, but that's what I want to do.
Cool.
So I'm working on that, and I always audition in case The Expanse doesn't go.
Well, no, so that's a question that I wanted to know is, I know Kaz, when he was on, he was like saying, you know, like it's within the first couple episodes that we'll know, depending on the viewership. I don't know if you have a better indication behind the scenes of them, like, I don't know, somebody tipping you off, kind of saying, like, hey, okay, it's looking...
We never know. Like, it's so weird. I feel like we're the last to find out. and there's been times when I've, like, almost kind of found out through Twitter, especially being over there. Like, the anyway. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know yet.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was what after season one when you found out you're gonna go to season two, or maybe like when you booked the show, you were like New Year's Eve or something, you were out drinking somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
and
was,
then you were like
that was for season to find out. No, that was, I feel like that was the end of season two.
To for season three.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was listening, watching.
Because and the way things work, we have like options. So they have a certain amount of time to pick up the option before ours runs out. And ours was on New Year's Eve that year.
That's what it was, yes.
And I was like, it was like 11:30. I was out in the club with my friends. And then I got an email from my agent like, oh, you're renewed. And I was like, oh, Happy New Year!
Yes, that'd be a great way
like
to
bring us a bottle of champagne. It's all me.
Yeah, I was like popping bottles. No, I wasn't. But yeah, I did have a glass of champagne and a
That's
good
great.
Dance.
Oh my gosh, it's such a cool way to start the year.
I mean, literally.
It was fab.
And is there any other, I know you promote a lot of interesting causes and others. Food and cleansing things on Twitter.
Yes, I'm a bit of a nutrition freak. I just do a lot of research. A long time ago, I was like, I don't actually know what I'm supposed to be eating, like genuinely.
Sure.
And so I started looking into how food affects mental health. I was reading Kelly Brogan's book. And then it's just gone on through there. And now it's funny, everyone on the show is like, oh, she's talking about nutrition again. And then, like, sometimes they'll take things on. But, yeah, I'm trying to, like, keep things as natural as possible, things I put on my skin. Keep my home as non-toxic as possible and eat really well.
Well, Oreos are vegan, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but the sugar.
I know, I know.
Kind of counterproductive. I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian.
Oh, I know. I just, it amazes me that Oreos are vegan. I was like, really?
No,
these
no,
things
like,
are?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure, but the sugar probably does more damage than you eat in a steak
right.
does, but great. But yeah, so yeah, I'm always talking about that
but
stuff.
But that's how you stay so beautiful. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, that wraps us up for episode 4 of The Expanse. Yay. Reload. Thank you so much
thank
for coming.
You.
Thank you.
All the way from London.
Yay! So if people want to follow you online and hear about all the other fun stuff you're doing, where should they follow you?
So I'm on Instagram. That's Miss Tipper, MISSTIPPER. And on Twitter, I'm also Miss Tipper, but I couldn't get that spelling. So it's MI55TIPPER.
Wonderful. Ooh. And then Cherry, where can you find
it? I'm Cherry _LA on Twitter and on Instagram.
Fab.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RCKHUNG. And tune in next because I'll be doing Netflix picks.
Great. And then my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And up next, I have Westworld. And I'll be posting my interview with Leonardo Nam, who plays Felix. So is Felix back or not? You gotta stay tuned. Again, thank you so much for coming. It was so fun talking about The Expanse
thank
with you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for watching, everybody. We'll
thank
see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.